Blog Talk Radio.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag @2020DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
Hello, friends. This is your host of Doc's Podcast Show, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. This is August the 12th, 2020, our second Wednesday night broadcast. This is a live podcast, and we aim to open up dialogue and discussion relative to things related to African-Americans, Black, truth, telling the truth about those things. So the truth is that opportunities for minority self-determination in 2020, it's been hijacked by a false narrative. This narrative suggests that America is systematically oppressing Black people. However, in reality, social and economic advancements of the civil rights era and even economic development opportunities presented by our current president, President Trump, and his administration have been lost on many, sadly, young and old, who are kept in the dark by misrepresentation. Yes. It brings into question the purpose for educating inner city, urban young people all across America. What is it that we're teaching them? Tonight I'd like to speak with you from the topic, fallacy of the 1619 Project. Perhaps you heard of it. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and I hope you join us. Again, this is Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and this is Doc's Podcast Show, where we simply want to engage in conversation relative to African-American issues, some may say Black issues, things that are relevant to where we are in 2020. I don't have to tell you, you've seen a lot of the mayhem. You've seen a lot of the destruction and the carnage across major urban cities. predominantly African American. And that's an issue. But what I want to do is to begin our discussion. We have about an hour now, about another 54 minutes or so. And what I'd like to do is to, for a few minutes, give you some context and background on this 1619 project. And then open up our phone lines to you. I hope some of you can join us. Last week was our first episode. This is our second. So we hope that you're able to join us tonight in this discussion. And because I do intend for us all to be able to gain something from it. As you heard, Dockery Christian Academy is the sponsor. So this is one of our outreach things. It's a private, non-denominational Christian school where we're focusing on really helping black lives, particularly at-risk young people who are prone and on the path to school dropout because they have little to no interest in education or even taking advantage of opportunities. So that's what our intent is. That's what our intent is. I hope you follow us on the podcast, on the Blog Talk Radio link there. And that would be blogtalkradio.com/BFC Institute, which is where we do a regular show on Tuesday and Thursday night. This is a special podcast for anyone that might join us now. Perhaps you'll join us later. And let me just say that we are promoting Dr. Christian Academy. So you will hear me talk about ways that you can help us in that most important endeavor to properly educate our young people and keep them where they're not playing the blame game, but they are being self-sufficient and independent and just all right. Well, let me just go through this briefly, a little monologue here, and then hopefully you can join us. What I'll do is we'll present the monologue, and until someone calls, we'll keep speaking. And we'll give out some key information there afterwards. All right. So, again, you're listening to Doc's Podcast, and this is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, welcome you to give me a call here. And that number is 657-383-0944. Perhaps you will catch this after the show is finished. And if you're watching on live stream, feel free to post your question or comment in the live stream conversation thread there. And give me a call at 615-498-4669. Be happy to entertain your question or comments there or via that phone call. But tonight, in the studio, the number to call is 657-383-0944. So let me begin at the risk of insulting a listening audience intelligence. Let me start by defining what a fallacy is. And I do this simply for context because there are a lot of people out there making claims that are just not based in reality. Fallacy, by definition, is a mistaken belief, okay? Especially when this belief is based on unsound information or an argument is made based on unsound facts or information. Further, it's a failure in the reasoning of an individual who attempts to make an argument. And what makes their argument invalid, again, is the fact that its premise is wrong. It's off. You started the wrong way, so you ended the wrong way. Hence this conversation of the fallacy of the 1619 project. Let's look into it just for a second. Give a little background on it. So in 2019, the New York Times, the magazine, they developed a historical venture they call the 1619 Project. Their goal was to reframe American history as related specifically to slavery and since then the contributions of a group of people who were called Negroes, colored, black, Afro-American, and now commonly referred to as African-American. Okay? It was timed, this date that they set out in 2019, around the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first slave ships or enslaved Africans to the Virginia colony in 1619. Lerone Bennett, historian, does a pretty good job of talking about that, as well as other historians. Dr. Benjamin Franklin, he talks about that as well. Franklin associated with Fisk University. The false assertion purporting that this date represents the nation's birth year. They're trying to rewrite history in a way that suggests that this is when America was born in 1619, when they first brought the slaves here. Well, this assertion is off. Where did it come from? It is the creative and interactive work of a young lady by the name of Nicole Hannah Jones, who happened to be a reporter for the New York Times. African-American young lady. And she has solicited the contributions of other newspaper writers to include essays on the history of different aspects of contemporary American life, which the authors believe. This is where the fallacy comes in. That's where they go wrong. They're asserting their beliefs that these articles and essays and expressions have roots in slavery and its aftermath. See, you got to tell history as a record of events and times. And if you don't tell it like it is, if you don't give a good picture of the zeitgeist of the age then and now, you're misrepresenting the facts. And this is where they go away, when they go off, when these other contributors put their spin on relative to where slavery had its roots. It also includes poems. It's a very artistic work. I mean, you know, it's designed to strike the nerves. They have short fictions and even photo essays. Now, this was conceived as a special issue in the August 20th, 2019 edition, right? But it soon caught wing and became a full-fledged project, including a special broadsheet section in the newspaper itself, turned into live events and even a multi-episode podcast series where folks were buying into this. See, the problem is that there are a lot of people who are not aware of history and facts and truth themselves, so they rely on others to tell it to them, and they never go back behind them. It's interesting that if it was left up to certain people, you can fact-check people like the President Trump. You can fact-check other conservatives, but you don't need to, and you should never fact-check people with liberal bents on reality to hold them to account. Now, all of this we're talking about, this 1619 project, was, again, based on Hannah Jones' proposition. And she suggested to her paper that they dedicate the issue in the magazine to a reexamination of the legacy, as she would say it, of slavery during its anniversary, right? Historical anniversary. Now, she had the historical date right. So what she did was to put her spin on that, place and time, people. That's correct. But when you stretch the truth about it, that's another story. We all know that America has a very dark history in slavery. And we know that black people, they call them Negroes, had some harsh times, and that things were rough. But tell the rest of the story. Through time in America, things got better because some people, white brothers and sisters, saw fit to fight against slavery, to abolish it, ultimately as I shared in the last episode, it rendered the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, and in time, 100 years later, we had the civil rights and the voting rights. Right? That's the truth, too. So while America has had a pretty dark history, there have been some good things. The question is, are there opportunities for the descendants of these Negro slaves that were once here? And as bad as those things were, where are we today? But what Ms. Jones and the New York Times and their whole effort seems to be attempting to do is to challenge that the United States actually began in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain. They want to challenge that and suggest that it was actually started in 1619. Of course, you know, in 1619, there were British colonies. The Virginia colony was one of them. So they were still under British rule and control. It was not until later, into 1776, that they decided to break away. And it was later, about 9 years later, before they actually became established as a nation, the United States of America. Okay, so it's important to keep things in historical context. This is where this effort has been used to go into, and they're pushing to have this taught to young people, as opposed to teaching young people the truth and the real history of where things come from. What's wrong with that? You're going to have, particularly African-American young people, who lack instruction too often from their homes, with all due respect. They lack instruction from another major institution, that being the church. Too often, many of them, I'm not saying everybody, but too many, particularly in urban areas, they don't get that information from the home, the church, and certainly in traditional public schools, it's not taught. So the sense of identity, purpose, and direction is lost on them. When you bring in misleading information, such as, in my view, the 1619 Project does, you further set them back and misdirect them and send them down a criminal path to destruction. Well, why do you say that, Doctor? Well, because right now there are some good young people who are out in their mind protesting. And you ask them, what are you protesting? A clip of a young lady in Chicago who was explaining why she protests as she does. She went on to say that justify looting and stealing from businesses as reparations because that helped them eat. That does not know that through free education today and some of the struggles, some of the sacrifices, the bloodshed of other black people over the years, that you can establish your own business, you can work, and you don't have to take from anybody else. Perhaps you didn't know that. But why is it that you would be led to believe that reparation is the only way she or anyone else can feed themselves? Furthermore, criminal acts of vandalism and robbery and theft, perhaps somebody misled her, beating her up, because I think she's a victim of circumstance, which is why, again, we're talking about the fallacy here of the 1619 Project. And if you ask them, they will not be honest with you to tell you that this is only our view of history. It's not the full view of history. But you only give one aspect of it, and those are the negative things, and you fail to share the truth and the positive things. We had some bad times, turbulent times. As a student of history, I can tell you that the record is clear that America has a tainted past. There are some things and opportunities that not only white or Asian or Hispanic or other ethnicities coming from the Middle East, from other places, can take advantage of, but people that were born right here in urban America Just because of your pigmentation, your skin color, does not mean you're doomed to fail. In fact, circumstances are such that when we think about the color of law clause and we think about Title VII, right, in the Civil Rights Act, it goes out of its way to make sure you're not discriminating. You are what they call a protected class. Now, I'm not an attorney, and I don't purport to be one, but I am aware of the fact that as an African-American, you're a protected class. So the opportunities are even greater now for you to benefit from these things. But if your mind is wandered away and taken off of that, and you're led to believe that no opportunities for you exist, I can appreciate why you would be angry, mad when you're hungry, and you don't have to be hungry. Okay? A lot of political things, and I, for one, don't like to get caught up in non sequiturs arguments about things, because all we have to do is to seek for the truth of things, and we'll find out. Now, you know, growing up, most of my family were Democrats. In fact, Pastor Church and one of my late members used to say to me all the time, "Reverend Doctrine, I was born a Democrat, I'm a Democrat. Die a Democrat. Born a Baptist, I'm a Baptist." And guess what? That's just right. Despite that, it's helpful to know the truth, though. That's all I would say to you. If you want to be a Democrat, that's okay with me, but know the truth, and it'll make you free. If you want to be a conservative, I think that you will find, like Frederick Douglass and others, that, hey, that was the first political concept that paved the way and carved the path for the 13th, 14th, and the 15th Amendment. All right, so I want you to give me a call here, 657-383-0944. You're listening to Doc's Podcast, and I'm Reverend Reuben Dockery. And again, we're holding these shows on Wednesday nights for the time being to engage you in wholesome dialogue. And if you missed us tonight, please go to www.dockery.org. That's our school. And in the effort to educate young people in Nashville, Tennessee, that's where I'm based, who have had issues with the juvenile courts, have suffered suspensions, or are on their way to doing so in the public schools here. We are starting a private Christian academy, and the primary focus is to address those social-emotional needs as well as academic deficiencies, right? I've said for years that with all the education, all the experiences that we have, there's absolutely no reason we shouldn't be able to take a lead in educating our children. That's not to suggest that there aren't African-American children who are doing well in the public school system, but the reality is there are too many of them who are simply not doing well, and we want to fill that gap. So we do want you to look at it. Look us over. Check us out, and we'd love to have your support in that endeavor. There's a page that you can go to make a gift. A simple $100 gift would help us to open up after Labor Day of this year. That's September of 2020. And prayerfully, we can move on with making a difference for these young people. Not making excuses, but making a difference. So bear with us. We're going to go to a brief commercial break. When we come back, we entertain questions and comments that you might have. We got about another 30, 35 minutes or so. You're listening to Doc's Podcast, and this is Reverend Dockery. 657-383-0944 is the number for you to call.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students some 18% in Nashville-Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues, and face extradition. It's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag at 2020 DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than the struggles that you go through. You're not defined by your pain, so let it go. You're not a victim.
Tonight, that's what we're talking about. 657-383-0944 is the number. You can call me right here in the podcast studio. Love to entertain your question or comments. As posted, should you miss us tonight, you can view the podcast show here in its entirety and some of the questions that are posted. Feel free to, you want to comment on it, share your comment, your question in the conversation thread, and I'd be happy to get back with you to respond to you accordingly. That's the point of the show, is to have dialogue. You just heard the late Ray Charles, young man, I think he was out of Georgia, had a turbulent life himself, but guess what? He found that there was some improvement and opportunity to make way for a blind man to die with honors as a major figure that was recognized by many all over the world. As bad as America was, she improved herself to a great degree. And I say that to say that one of the things I believe we should do is to use our energy and our time to encourage our young in particular. Now, why don't you want to teach the old folks, Dockery? Well, they have a right to go the path they so choose. But our young people, I believe that they are innocent and that they don't know. And unfortunately, it's obvious that, as I stated earlier, neither parents or the home environment or religious institutions in jest now, collectively speaking, or educational institutions, social institutions, message seem not to be passed down to us. There are many great benefits from the civil rights era. But the first, I would argue, civil rights era began in during the Reconstruction era, really prior to that, to get to end slavery. Frederick Douglass was said to be the father of Negro freedom or voting rights because of his efforts. And by 1870, those efforts led and paved the way for seven men to go to the United States Congress, one in the Senate and seven of them in the House of Representatives. And you know we have many there now. My point is that there are some good things amidst the bad. As we move forward in history, we can also see that many people fought to make sure that things were fair and equal, right? Much bloodshed. And today, it's 2020, August 12th, 2020. It's been 401 years now since 1619, by the 20th of August. There is a startling difference from then to now. Okay, and more rather than being angry, being frustrated, and wanting to fight, why not channel those energies in a way that will be productive? Yes, you could still race bait. You could still hate people. You could still want to relive the past. But what it does not do, beloved, is to take you further in the future. In fact, it keeps you in a state of frustration and anger. And I would encourage you to learn how you can take that history and turn your story into a success story. We've got another 25 minutes here. Feel free to give me a call here and talk with us. I hope our promotion is right. I'm grateful for being a member of the group of the Black Conservatives for Truth. I believe that your aim is correct, to ensure that people know the truth. John 8:32 says, Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So in 2020, again, I reiterate the fact that it's very important, it's vitally important, young and old. You've heard me say young, but young and old should know that truth. I want you to take a second, if you will, while we wait on you to give me a call here at 657-383-0944. That's the podcast number in the studio. So if you miss it after tonight, that number won't necessarily be active, but you can feel free to call me at 615-498 4669. That is my personal phone number, based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And as I stated earlier, this podcast was designed to open up dialogue and quite frankly, to gain your support for the channeling of our energy and the knowledge of history and our past to make a real difference for a segment of our population that are struggling. And those are at-risk students, at-risk males in particular. While I'm not everywhere in the U.S., I hope that our model can be useful to other people around the country. We have a full-scale model for our school, as well as a homeschool model designed to address violent, inappropriate status offenses and juvenile delinquency by teaching young people that they're made in the likeness and the image of God, and therefore it is not necessary for them to behave in a wild or animalistic way. They can control what's called their lower self, or flesh, and operate in the higher plane of thought and the spiritual self. So we focus on faith, right? We focus on knowledge. We focus on scholastic aptitude, and we focus on their success. Let me encourage you to go to our website, www.dockeryacademy, that's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org, and you can learn a whole lot more about our school there. Again, I would love to have your support, and we're asking everyone, we have a financial goal, and we're asking everyone to give at least $100 if you can. If not, that anything you can give would be a great support and help to us, that help us keep the conversation going. It's clear to me when I hear conversation on social media, Facebook and Snapchat and the other sources and what have you, there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of the frustration, a lot of the anger toward people of other ethnicities can be resolved by people being knowing the truth. You don't have to be mad at anybody. You don't have to hate anybody. It's not necessary. Now, am I suggesting that you shouldn't hold anyone that harm you or mean you harm accountable? No. You know it, brothers and sisters. The truth of the matter is the greatest risk or threat is going through a black neighborhood like Chicago, like St. Louis, like Baltimore, like Liberty City in Miami, Florida, the Treme community in New Orleans. Y'all know the story. In Indianapolis, huh? In Wisconsin, right? Let's put the oil. That's the truth, right? That's the truth. It may be an ugly truth. It may be embarrassing. But the good news is that we can turn that around. Our young people that are out there looking for themselves, looking for recognition, looking for respect, looking for happiness. We have enough knowledge in the African-American experience that we can teach them to be self-sufficient, to be independent, and successful in the United States of America. I like the way Ray Charles said it, America, America. God's blessings be on you. I'm paraphrasing a little bit here. But so, again, I've got about 20 minutes here, and the phone lines are open. Perhaps we didn't reach you tonight, but I want to encourage you to, as you listen to the podcast later, perhaps, and you read the promo description, I invite you to communicate with me, reach out to me. Our angle is Dockery Academy on Facebook. You can reach us at Dockery Academy on Facebook. Like that page. Like the page and shoot us a note. Shoot me a note. Let's talk. Let's talk. You can also find the hashtag at DCA 2020. I'm sorry, DA at 2020. And you can reach us there to find us on Facebook, our group there. There are a couple of groups that we have, you'll notice, that are part of the fundraising effort. Feel free to check that out and learn more about us. But directly at the webpage, that's, again, www.dockeryacademy.org. You can shoot me an email if you like. If you do email at info, I-N-F-O, at dockeryacademy.org. Be happy to respond to you that way as well. So, again, the purpose for this podcast is to open up dialogue with you, and hopefully you'll get with me after the fact. Perhaps you'll run across this. We're in the group there, the Black Conservatives for Truth, and I appreciate the administrators and their aim to have a platform for such dialogue. And that's what I endeavor to do, to engage in that substantive dialogue. When we look at what's going on, again, all over the U.S. and particularly in urban areas, we do hear largely a different side that really avoids certain realities and certain truths, as I spoke of in my intro. There are some opportunities right now that if we are aware. Now, I ran for public office in 2018 and 2019, one for a state Senate seat in Tennessee and the other for counselor at large. I said that to say that I had the opportunity, and I heard where a lot of folks come from, particularly young people. And what I gathered is that one of the reasons for low voter turnout is that people have no knowledge and real understanding and no connection, right? And furthermore, there was this myth out there that they didn't stand a chance. Too many of them, not all of them, but too many of them. And it informed me of the fact that there is a lot of work to be done. And that's in large measure one of the reasons we're opening this school, a small-scale school, and to bring these young men in. The base is 7th grade. We hope to work with from 7 through 12. And that's that middle school age when they begin to develop themselves hormonally and have a lot of issues there, right? And as I said earlier, too many of them find themselves in the clutches of the juvenile justice system. And I'm convinced that there's something we can, and not only can, but we should do about that proactively. I'm convinced that that is our responsibility. That ain't nobody else's job. That ain't Superman's. That ain't Jesus' job. That ain't Batman's. That ain't Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. That's our duty to do that. And so, Lord willing, we shall do that on our level. As I said, we have a homeschool model for Dockery Christian Academy, as well as the full-scale or full-school model, which is a much smaller number in a classroom setting. But the homeschool is where we provide direction and support on the curriculum. If you're in another state, we would certainly look at the curriculum for your state to make sure parents are teaching their children according to the standards and the benchmarks for skill mastery and the standardized testing based on requirements, again, in your state. Specifically in Tennessee, we're using their blueprint for learning. And we also provide assistance and guidance, consult with parents on how to structure, arrange, or manage the children's time throughout the day so they can maximize academic instruction in the context of homeschooling. And then broadly, there are other acts that we would offer for your children to come, participate in, and benefit from. That's our basic structure. You'll see all of that on the website, www.dockeryacademy.org. I encourage you to go there and check that out. One thing I wanted to emphasize before we wrapped up here tonight, and I hope you you missed us tonight, you get with us as we repost this and we share this in the group there. Doesn't matter if you black or white. The truth is the same. It knows no color. I love to engage you and conversate with you. When the framers, Thomas Jefferson, in fact, wrote the Declaration of Independence, what's interesting to me, and you know this already, but we just have a dialogue. He framed it in this way, intended this way. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men. I found that interesting. He didn't say white men, and there were several different European nations represented in America, right? Or nationalities, if you will, or ethnicities. He didn't say either one of those. He said all men are created equal and endowed by their creator. I want to put a pin right there. What do you mean by that? All men. Sounds like a prerequisite to benefiting from this new construct of freedom and citizenship is predicated on being a man. Not necessarily a black man or African-American man or Negro man, a colored man, but being a man. And in America, there are certain economic principles that help establish every man independently. And by these principles, by these guidelines, these rules, you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What I love about it is he goes on to say that in order to secure all of these rights we talked about, in order to make these real, to fulfill them, governments are established among these men. That includes whatever your hue is, whatever your ethnicity is. The catch is how do we get to that point? Now, agreeably, most people that were here in the guise of slavery were stripped from that benefit. That's not the case in 2020, though. Let me say that again. That's not the case on August 12th, 2020. Nobody's stopping you from establishing yourself as a man, thus being able to benefit from the American dream. There's nothing or nobody stopping you. It may have been then, not today, beloved. So what are these principles of independence economically, socially, politically? What are they? Perhaps we'll talk about that on our next episode. How do you establish independence, right? For black folks, since that's what we're talking about, right? And I appreciate, again, the conservative thought, because the word conservative essentially means that we're going back to the original frame, right? Archaic. We're not necessarily dealing with evolution of thought. We'll stay with the original intent and its meaning. And I'm convinced that you can find your freedom, you can find your independence, you can find your right in that declaration. As a man. Well, what about a woman? Cannot completely spell W-O-M-A-N without M-A-N. That includes you too, sister. And certainly, interpretation of Constitution and thought has included, certainly after 1900s and when women were became eligible or had the right to vote, all black men were at one point not eligible to vote. They were not even considered human. But time evolved and they were. Time evolved in women to include black women. You know, they were now able to participate in all of this great American dream and opportunity. But it's up to us. That's the only point I'm trying to make. But we'll look at a thought about steps to becoming independent. If you live in an urban American area and you received a poor education and you experience struggle and trouble, how do you become independent? How do you compete economically and socially, politically with others in America? It's possible, and I can appreciate the question, how you do that. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that next Wednesday to answer that question. Okay? I want to give you again that website. I'd love to have your support for our endeavor to educate at-risk young men in Nashville, Tennessee. Please visit my website at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K academy.org. Like our Facebook page at Dockery Academy. Dockery Christian Academy, I'm sorry. Like the Facebook page at Dockery Christian Academy. And we'd love to get back with you. If you catch this live stream podcast, feel free to post questions or comments with it. I'll come back and look at it from time to time, and we'll have a dialogue. We'll have a dialogue. Hopefully you can join us next week. Hopefully you can join us next week. I want to say thanks to the administrators for allowing us to share and participate with you and to be a part of this group, the Black Conservatives for Truth. There is certainly a need for us to teach, uphold, and encourage people to live by the truth. All right? This is Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and again, you've been talking from the topic tonight on this August 12, 2020, the fallacy of the 1619 Project. And we look forward to seeing you next week as we strive to bring more conversation. Please go to our website, consider supporting our school, and we will look forward to talk with you on next Wednesday. Hopefully we can get a little bit more participation out of our group here. But until then, we'll see you.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag at 2020 DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children. You're much more than a struggle that you go through.